Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ground ball right side. Got a sneak through. Here comes Gomez around third. The throw to the plate by Thomas. Not in time. Twins head to New York. They win the American League Central. To see it being mobbed at second base. Oh, my.
Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, David. That was fun listening to that.
That gives you chills. And, Dave, that was 2009. Fans can hear that game tonight on WCCO at 6:30.
You know, one of the all-time great games in baseball history, let alone Twins history, and obviously one of the final games in the Metrodome. What an unbelievable 2009 September we had. I think we were seven games out on, like, September the 7th, and we came down to hunt down the Tigers that final weekend and ultimately won game 163 and went on to the postseason. But a remarkable game, and it'll be fun to listen tonight on WCCO.
Yeah, I really have been enjoying listening to these games that we've been able to play, one going all the way back to the 65 World Series. Dave, this arguably, I suppose, as you said, one of the great games of all time outside of winning World Series. This one was, wow, it had everything you wanted, plus you had to win or lose. It was great. Hey, got to ask you, I know you sent a letter out to the fans yesterday. Can you tell us kind of the gist of what you want the fans to know today?
Well, I think the message, our fans have been great. I think, you know, everybody finds themselves in a really unprecedented situation. And, you know, our fans want baseball, right? They'd love to see the Twins home opener on Thursday. And obviously the season would be underway now. I think there's still a lot of questions around where baseball fits and if it'll fit. And at the right time, we continue to be hopeful baseball will come back. Twins baseball will be at the forefront. We'll obviously have a really good team. And we're trying to stay really connected with fans, stay connected with the community, try to do things what we can do to help people. A lot of our part-time staff that have been displaced, trying to reach out to them. So, you know, at the end of the day, Dave, it's about probably over-communicating this time frame, and we'll have a lot of information on tickets and potential for credits and exchanges and even refunds when the time is right. As of right now, baseball's in a holding pattern, right? We're like the other sports, still with hopes of finding a path forward where we'll be able to play as many games as possible. And more information on that will be coming here in the weeks to come.
What are conversations like now, Dave? How often are you on the phone with the Major League Baseball? Or, as you mentioned, in a holding pattern, are they just fewer and far between?
No, every day. Every day we're on the line with Major League Baseball. We've also worked really hard to stay in contact with the governor's office and the Department of Health and, frankly, all the other professional sports franchises in this town, along with University of Minnesota. I think one of the benefits of this, at least from my perspective, one of the silver linings is it's brought some people together to talk about common challenges and issues. So, you know, first and foremost, the focus is on your people, right? It's on all of the people inside of our organization, all of our players, all of our staff, et cetera. Beyond that, you start to go through a level of contingency planning with an expectation that at some point we're going to play. And what does that return to play scenario look like, both in terms of fans, but also even in terms of our players and our staff in terms of another round of spring training at some point?
I saw conversations yesterday. I don't know how legit they were. I'd ask you that baseball potentially could start the season with no fans?
Well, I think every scenario is on the table, Dave. You know, we've certainly looked abroad, how sports has returned in China, how sports has started to return in places like South Korea and even Japan. In those cases, yeah, they have actually returned with no fans. And that's a possibility, I think, for all of the major professional and collegiate sports in the United States, that could be a whether it be a short-term thing or a long-term thing, don't know. But that's a possibility, and it's one of the scenarios that's being considered for Major League Baseball. Neutral site games are being considered, as well as obviously this traditional games in a home ballpark with fans. So all of those things are on the table, and at the appropriate time, when the time is right, when it's deemed safe, I'm sure we will follow direction of our government and be ready to roll.
Dave, in Fort Myers at spring training at the complex there, you have a dormitory, which is a great idea, and it's helped the Twins quite a bit through the years. What's the status of that? Is that closed? Are there players still staying there?
We do have a small subset of players there, largely players from Venezuela, Dave, who are obviously dealing with other challenges in their home country and even in terms of returning there. So we also have a couple other hardship cases for players that it's probably the best environment for them to be in terms of just staying there. So it's very limited. We have a very skeleton staff still in Fort Myers. But the academy we have there, we think, is an advantage for us, certainly during normal times, but even in a time of crisis as we are find ourselves in today, it's been a benefit for some of our youngest players within our system.
Well, David, I appreciate taking the time to take the call here. We look forward to the season whenever and if it starts, and we're going to have a pretty good team, as you mentioned, but thanks for the updates. And again, as you said, go to that Twins website if you want to know more about ticket information, opening day stuff, and all that sort of thing. Thanks, Dave.
You know, I appreciate it, Dave. And listen to these games on CCL. It's funny about these classic games, Dave. We never lose any of these games, so we're like going to be 162-0 in all these classic games.
You're always in a good mood. And you know what I liked about it the other night when I was listening to, I don't even know which game it was now, but it was just all of a sudden you hear the name like Orlando Hudson, and I go, oh, gosh, I forgot about Orlando Hudson.
So you are correct, the O-Dog. So he was a great player for us in 2010. So enjoy, everybody. Yeah, keep the faith.
All right, thanks, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.